I met through my friend Marty, Travis, and John, and they have a product called Soul Soils. Hey guys, welcome to Cottage in the Court. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, so I'll introduce myself here. So I'm Travis Thien. So originally from Kansas City and don't have a horticulture background. I've got a straight business finance background. And then I ended up moving to Minneapolis here about 7 years ago after business school to work at Target. And then we'll get into it, but we just recently quit our jobs in August on the same day to do this full time. So we're in it now.
I'm John. I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee. I moved around a little bit after college and ended up in Minneapolis, I guess about 2015. And Travis and I ended up living in the same building, which is where we met during COVID. But yeah, I don't have a horticultural background either. Business as well. So I've worked for a variety of companies in corporate America. And now we're doing the entrepreneurial thing.
So, how many plants do you guys have?
Mine
Nowhere
is
near as many as Travis has. I've got
yeah.
probably 15 to 20, and they're mostly cactus and succulents.
And then everything for me started outdoors. So I've got a million things I've planted from garden centers around Minneapolis, but I've got about my peak was like 150 probably plants in different rooms between my girlfriend's condo and my house. And now I'm actually in Florida at the moment. I just brought about 30 plants back here to plant around the pool because they thrive down here and don't need any extra care, and I won't have to move with them whenever I move. Trying to cull
Nice.
the collection a bit.
That's pretty sweet. So,
And you get about 5 years worth of growth in Minnesota in the middle of the
absolutely.
season in Florida. So it's like a cheat code.
It really is.
So in this period of unintentional pausing, I like to call it, how did you all decide let's do something with soil?
So that's something that I was just like drawn to initially. So I think if you start your indoor plant passion and you start Googling things and you look for what do I need for X, Y, and Z, and soil's one of those X, Y, or Z for sure to start, you immediately find you shouldn't be buying anything really. Like it's usually like you can buy this and then you buy this and you do one part that, two parts that, which means you can't buy it. So John and I, after a couple of trips together, decided let's just bag this stuff. It works. We've been inadvertently testing it for years and see what happens. And then the greenery, John, the very first person we talked to, the shop owner down the street from where we were living, was immediately like interrupted us, was like, I completely understand what this is. We can't find it. We don't want to carry these big national brands that we're carrying. Please, we'll take every SKU that you have and you should charge more for it. We were like, oh my gosh, that is the craziest response we've ever heard. It's amazing.
But it's the response you want, right?
Absolutely. So I mean that
Exactly.
we had a lot of milestones that we'd roll the dice big, or at least big for us at the time, and it would play out and with a lot of excitement from whoever we were talking to. And then we went to bigger and bigger garden centers and small garden center chains that were independent, and we got the same reception, which was great. And so it made it pretty clear that we thought there was a need. There ended up being a need, and 3 years, almost, I guess 2.5 years later, now we're quitting our jobs to do this full time, which is amazing.
There is a certain romance with house plants for real. And when you have that kind of deep romance, you want them to have the best thing possible. So John, I know you're really into succulents. How did you find the right mix for your succulents?
So I really got into, the whole horticulture thing through Travis. I wasn't a plant person before. My grandmother was really into plants back when she was still alive. So I guess it kind of runs in the family a little bit. My mom does a little bit of gardening as well. But I really got into it through Travis. He just went deep into the plant game during COVID, and he and I met, like I said, we were living in the same building. And he was just telling me about, the soil mixes that he'd come up with and all these exotic kinds of cacti that he had in his house. And I'd ask questions about it and he'd tell me. So I just kind of got into it, through osmosis, through spending time with him.
So, what's the best thing that you can say about your product, and which one is your favorite?
Well, I use the succulent mix on most of mine, obviously, because I have a lot of succulents. But yeah, it works great. And as somebody like, I think I'm a good testament to the product because I don't have a plant background. I've never had a lot
For
of
sure.
houseplants in my house. And I haven't lost a single one to root rot in 2.5 years now of being a plant owner, not really knowing what I'm doing. Whenever I have care questions, I usually call or text Travis, or I just hop on Google and look it up. So I definitely don't profess to be an expert of any kind. And I've had overwhelming success. So I think it's a testament to setting yourself up well with a good base and a good soil.
So what I'm hearing is you're saying that soul soils is good even for people that don't have a green thumb.
It is. And we hear that from so many people that we talk to at shows and at markets and stuff. They'll walk up to the table and we'll ask them, you have houseplants at home? And they'll say, yeah, but I had a few, I killed them all. I can't keep anything alive. I love succulents, but they all die. So I think people have this conception that they can't take care of plants, and especially with succulents and cacti and dry weather plants, which are
Yeah.
extra sensitive to sitting in soggy or damp conditions. Just having a good soil that drains well, allows the roots to breathe, that's like 80% of the battle.
I totally agree. I think we just finished the Minneapolis Home and Garden shows. We're fresh off talking to a million different people about this exact sort of line of thinking and like why does it work and what do we use? And I think the people think they have a black thumb in terms of gardening, just thinking you bring something indoors that is has been living in perfect conditions, either outdoors or in a greenhouse. Like couldn't get better than living in a greenhouse. That is a five-star hotel for a plant. And so when you move it into a kitchen, it's getting zero airflow, not a lot of evaporation going on. It's not getting at anything that it needs, really. It's getting not ideal sun. Someone who doesn't know how it was just being watered 10 days ago now is doing their own thing. And so the plant sometimes you just freak out and die. And so I think doing something to allow the plant to adjust easier and get used to that indoor surroundings is the way to go. And I think a lot of our materials hold on to moisture and they pull it off of the roots. So a lot of times if you've got like a peat-based soil indoors, you water that and it saturates like a wet blanket, like a truly like a sponge. And so these materials, and I use a lot of orchid pots, clear orchid pots, just to keep an eye on what's going on underneath. And when you water it, it runs right through, but all those materials hold on to moisture. And so it keeps it off the roots, which is what the plant wants, but the plant wants that moisture and it wants it over time as well. So it will just keep it available. So it sort of keeps the pot damp for an extended period instead of ever being like truly waterboarded, like really, really wet where the roots can't breathe. And that's how you get root rot, is it can't breathe. And the roots start to die, and then your plant starts to die. And by the time you realize that, it's done. You got to toss it.
To take you to get the right combination? Like, did you lose a lot of plants and tweak it a little bit? And how what's that process like?
Yeah, I think that was before we started the company, really. So that was a lot of stuff I was doing in my basement, which was using particle sizes that were way too big, like landscape rocks that were an inch and a half wide in the mix, which just, I mean, could be totally fine, but it's totally unnecessary and can damage roots and be a little bit tough on them. It's a lot of weight in that pot. And then other materials like vermiculite, we don't use. There are just a number of materials that I decided I didn't necessarily like or I'd run into issues. And so we had John and I laid a bunch of things out when we started the business and decided what we'd put in this mix exactly, but talking through the pros and the cons of a lot of these materials from either things that we had read or experience that I'd had.
And when you all decided, okay, now is the time to take this to the public, how scary was that?
I was scared. What about you, John?
I wasn't that scared at first. I became very scared later. Yeah, so the fear set in once things started to pick up steam a little bit. But it felt to me, I think at first, like a pretty low risk kind of side venture because we both had our full-time jobs. So we weren't worried about, getting the lights cut off at our where we lived or anything like that. But
Yeah, fair.
and we were working from home, so we had a little extra time. We lived in the same building, so he could just like pop up to my place during meetings or in between his meetings at his other job, and we could work on stuff, or we could hash out stuff for an hour. We could meet at night, and yeah, I mean, it was as easy as getting a website up and running, getting a basic logo and a concept together. And a few prototypes, and then start hitting the pavement and seeing, how it was received out in the public. what customers had to say about it. So it didn't feel too scary to me at first, but you know, as things progressed and we realized the reception that it was getting in the marketplace, and you know, we realized this might end up getting pretty big. And that at some point we probably wouldn't be able to keep our full-time jobs and give this the attention that it needed. That's kind of when I started to get scared.
Yeah, I would say early on, because we would do repotting workshops, and we didn't really know how we were going to run them yet, and we would bring a bunch of strangers in and teach them things. And I think I was most nervous at the beginning, not having that technical background, like not having that the degree that's in the field that we're in. But a lot of people go into like I was very successful at Target. I didn't have a retail experience, but or a retail background, but you figure it out and you understand. It's wild the amount of things you can learn from the internet and just blood, sweat, and tears and figuring it out. Lots of blood when you're starting to play with cacti, but it's all inadvertent. But I think that's the other thing, that just don't be afraid to do it. Or if you have a great hand cream that really works and you get great results, don't be afraid to release it because you're not a scientist.
And that's what a lot of people do, ex exercise fear instead of faith. And that's a very, very good point. So of the products, now I have the Chunky Perlite. Tell my listeners about the Chunky Perlite, because I did try some this weekend. I'm excited about how it's going to work.
Yeah, so we offer the Chunky Perlite individually, right? So you can buy it as a single component and you can use it for whatever you'd like to use it for. As far as our pre-made mixes go, we use it in our orchid mix. It's really chunky. It's about as big as perlite comes, as big as it's possible to find. And we've actually had perlite manufacturers come up to us at shows and say, "Where do you guys get this? I've never seen it this big."
Oh,
So
wow.
it's very large. So it's not the If people are hearing this, they're thinking perlite. I know what that is. This is like giant perlite. So yeah, people use it for all kinds of stuff. They propagate cuttings in it. We think it makes a great component in our orchid mix, combined with, you know, some orchid bark and some coconut chips. But it's going to hang on to moisture. It's going to keep a little bit more moisture in the system, but still, it's so chunky that it's going to allow those roots to breathe well.
And then Terry, you're gonna love this. So our connection, Marty, has pointed us in the direction of a company that can turn trash, old glass, into and recycle that and turn it into perlite that can be that huge size that we have or anything in between. So I think that would be one thing that we're absolutely looking at next. I think that would be a very cool opportunity to add even more recycled material into our mixes.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Isn't
Yeah. You heard it here first, y'all. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're
Really?
excited. We need to figure it all out, but that is something that's on our roadmap, most definitely.
Yeah. How did you all come up with the name Soul Soils?
That was John. We were just spitballing things. This sounds pretentious and stupid. We were on a beach with some friends, just hanging out as a group vacation, and we were just throwing a bunch of different things out there. But we initially thought we would be a cactus and succulent soil company specifically. And I'm glad we didn't limit ourselves by accident at the beginning, because that would have been the market is just so much smaller. For every one cactus that's sold in the US, 100 other tropical plants are sold indoors.
Yeah.
So it would have been a huge mistake. But that was John. And John speaks Spanish. So that was I think a big piece of it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think with the cactus and succulent focus, like Travis said, we wanted something that evoked that kind of desert feel and the sun, right? And I think the alliterative nature of it, soul soils, it has a
yeah
nice
and
ring to it.
it means soil in French, and my mom's side is all French, so it all tied together really nicely.
Nice, nice. A diverse blend of materials.
Exactly.
So tell me about the potting mix, because that feels good in the hand. Tell me about
It
that.
is. Yeah, and it's aesthetically pleasing too. So we get reviews, and we don't curate our reviews on our website at all. That was another thing. I was just nervous to open things up to the public and have everything be nothing's behind the veil anymore. But we've gotten overwhelmingly positive reviews. And a lot of times we'll hear someone say, "I got a bag from a friend," or, "I wanted to just try it. I saw it on Instagram and now I want to try it. And now I'm hooked because I don't want to touch other soil anymore because it's so much more satisfying to use soul soils and it looks really nice on top." Because we use very expensive, nice components that are renewable and recycled materials, and it's got a lot of like color diversity on top too. You've got like bright white pieces and dark brown and some like gray shiny with a little bit of pink from granite on like our succulents and cactus mixes. So it's a pretty different looking mix.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I don't know, some mix is like, okay, I gotta add water to it because it just doesn't feel like I would want to put my feet in it. But when I did the one experiment, it was like, this is some good stuff. You know, I can't wait for the results of it all. So back to the perlite real quick. Can you mix that with existing soil? It is pricey, but worth it, I have to say. What can you mix it with something? And if you would mix it, how would you proportion that out?
So we offer kind of a range of pre-made, like ready-to-use potting mixes for a few different categories of some of the most common plants that people would have in their homes. So like house plants, succulents, cactus, and then even some more niche kind of categories like bonsai, orchids. And we get questions all the time or requests for, hey, could you guys make something for this or for that? So we've got a kind of a pipeline of some new things that we'll be coming out with at some point this year and next year. But we have some ready to use mixes that are already made. And then we have the individual components that you can mix in. So there are a lot of people that still, they understand the value of the soil. Maybe they're making something similar already at home, but they have a hard time finding pumice, or, you know, they have a mix that they've liked in the past, but they want to add a little more drainage. They want to add some LECA or some chunky perlite. We have that line of individual amendments for people to do that with. But the pre-made potting mixes, they're ready to use just like they are, right out of the bag. That's one of the most common questions that we get is people look at it and it looks so different from your traditional mixes that the first question out of their mouth is, oh, cool. Okay, so what do I need to add to this? It's
Exactly.
good to use just the way it is.
Yeah. And it is pretty. That's what's so amazing. It's
It
pretty,
is.
you
And
know?
we, since day one, we've been donating to plant a tree for every bag sold as well. And so we, since 2021, have hit almost, well, now that we're into Q1, we're over 100,000 trees planted. So that's a
Nice.
very exciting milestone for us. We're hoping that just continues to grow, but that's one thing that has been fun for people on Instagram to vote on. And we used to do like a one of our partners would allow you to pick the continent and then the project. And then they would talk through the benefits to the people in that region, the benefits to the flora and the fauna. And it was really cool. And so that's been fun to do and kind of mix up where we're donating over time.
So you're giving back, giving good stuff to the home gardener and also giving back to the world. That is a relationship that's unbeatable in my opinion. You
Yeah,
know,
it's like
I don't
profits with
mind paying
purpose.
more for something if it's going to towards a good cause, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So what's next? What's next for you guys? And if someone can't find Soul Soils in their garden center, what would you propose they do?
I'll jump in quick with the what's next. So we are deep into the process now of the next line of products, which we're very excited about. So a lot of our soils are intentionally pretty nutrient neutral. A lot of times you'll buy a soil and it's mostly marketing, but it's you'll have what they call a quote unquote in the industry a starter charge of nutrients. And I think a lot of people, including myself, when I started getting into this stuff, you see that and you think this whole thing's plenty of nutrients, good to go. And I didn't fertilize for like the first 2 years of owning plants. And I think a lot of people fall into that pitfall. And there's no soil you're going to buy in the store that's going to feed your plant for 2 years. So you either need to set an alarm for 2 months in or 3 months in when that starter charge is used up to go ahead and start fertilizing, or just start fertilizing right away. And so if you've got a number of plants, you should already have a fertilizer you're comfortable with and you like and trust. And so we're releasing, we're going to have some organic fertilizer options. We're going to have beneficial fungi like mycorrhizae, which are very, very popular in horticulture, especially in crop production as well. And then one thing we hadn't seen on the market, I'm sure it's out there, but is a repot recovery. So we're going to have something that some people run into repotting shock, where a plant will all of a sudden show terrible signs of stress once you repot it. It's a very traumatic event for a plant to be uprooted and put in a new medium. And so we'll have something that quells the issues there really quickly. A lot of tons of micronutrients, and then amino acids, and that seems to really do the trick. So we've seen great results with that. And then something to just refresh the soil with the biochar and earthworm castings, et cetera. So we'll have some cool new options here coming soon.
In 2024.
In 2024. Yeah. So hopefully available on our website in probably about a month and wholesale in a couple of months, I would think. Yes.
So one question I do have. When you all were thinking about this product, a lot of times when we're transplanting, which a lot of gardeners will start doing because it's March, and you saturate the soil and then you end up with those, the gnats. Are we going to have that problem with this?
That is another thing we've gotten a lot of reviews saying. I switched to this soil and I didn't do anything else, and my gnat problem is gone. And so we are not about to guarantee that, but it is, if you just look at normal peat-based soil and you look at our soil and you get them both wet, they live and breed and thrive and feed on damp organic matter, and they feed on the roots, but which is why you definitely don't want them, even though they're annoying in your Zoom screen camera as well. But yeah, our mixes are dry enough and don't sit there soggy like a normal soil does get when you water it indoors. And so it's a whole lot harder to have those problems pop up, which is great.
Side benefit kind of that we didn't even realize for a while until we got, repeated customer feedback about that. But just by virtue of having a lot of inorganic material and not staying soggy and wet, it just kind of it's a beneficial byproduct. We were just designing soil and optimizing it for performance, but that was just a kind of a blessing in disguise as well.
But the
And
plants know they can go to the nutrients in your soil to grab their water, their drink, their sap.
yeah, we call those inorganic components, they're soil conditioners. We call them like little batteries. And so if you're watering, they can draw moisture from those little batteries over time. I water every 14 days in all of my aroids that are, I've got philodendrons, I've got monsteras, I've got Anthuriums, Hoyas. I've got a number of different things that normally people think to water every week or more often than a week. And our soils also give you leeway on the other side. So it keeps it enough moisture in the system because it doesn't dry all the way through to the bone like a traditional peat base does, or pure coir base.
People don't know what they're missing if they can't find this product. So my question again, if I can't find it, what am I supposed to do at my garden center?
Directly from our website, so soulsoils.com. We ship nationwide, we ship to Canada, and a few other places, the EU. But yeah, check out your local garden center. We're in around 800 stores in all 50 states now at this point, which is crazy to think about. And being only, 2.5 years in, I never thought we'd be saying that, but
Yeah,
it's
no national
exciting.
chains or anything. So it's been a lot of work to get there.
But if you have a local garden center that you would like to see us carried in, please reach out to them. A lot of times it takes, two or three times for, of them hearing requests for the product for them to say, okay, we probably need to stock this. So reach out to your local garden center and ask them about us. And then of course, contact us and we'd be happy to give them a call.
All right. Well, I do thank you all for spending time with me today. And I'm most appreciative because a lot of times people will find things and then they don't know what to do. They don't know how to obtain it or where to find it. They just haven't a clue. But you all have taken the time to share how people can find your product and the virtues of your product. Of all the things that you're carrying right now, what's your favorite, Travis?
Of our products, mine is still going to be our cactus mix. So I brought a number of plants down here to my parents' place in Florida and am transplanting them. And I sent a couple cases of our cactus mix ahead of my arrival. So I was ready to rock with a number of bags of cactus mix. And so that, I mean, it has worked wonders. So I think quick story on Hurricane Ian that impacted Sanibel Island substantially a couple of years ago, a couple of Septembers ago now. I had just planted like 100 plants out by the pool. And then there was an 18-foot storm surge. Everything on our lower level, including that whole area, was like under 6 to 10 feet of water by itself. And so I immediately was just thinking, all of those planters are at the bottom of the pool. Everything's going to be dead and rotten. And I came back and everything in the yard started to die. All the native stuff started to die. The stuff in all the planters didn't die, and they were all desert plants. It was fascinating. And so something about the mixes that we have kept them alive, or at least made it more forgiving. And really, that's our mantra with these performance mixes. It's more forgiving. And so I ended up, I mean, I would have pots that had 10 plants in it. We would lose one or two in the coming months after the storm. But I could not believe that pretty much all of that, all of the desert plants in Soul Soils somehow made it through that struggle. I mean, that is about as harsh as it can possibly get.
If that's not a sign, I don't know what it is, right? Wow. Well, and John, what's your favorite product?
One of our less popular items in terms of just volume, we just sell less of it, is the decorative rock toppers that we have. So we have a line of ready-to-use potting mixes, individual soil amendments, and then we also have like the decorative top dressers. So it's a variety of different colored aggregate that look really good on, especially with cactus and succulents, which is mostly what I do. If I have a green Opuntia with yellow like dots, the yellow rock topper makes it look really good, makes it kind of pop a little bit. I've got some blue cacti that look really good with a red topper. So I just like to mix and match those and see what fits well with my plant. It doesn't seem to be as popular with the general public, but that's one of my favorite
It's
products that
like
we sell
living
most.
art.
Yeah, exactly.
Gardening can be personal.
Yeah, it for
Okay.
sure.
Well, thank you all. Thank both of you all for bringing this product to us, gardeners that are having a romance with our plants. And I'm hoping that as we start thinking about transplanting our house plants in March, that people will consider using Soul Soils. Okay.
That would be great.